Everything's dark right now, so I've been listening to, you know, usually I listen to, you know, funk and stuff to get me bopping, but lately it's just like slumped over shoulders, head hanging down. But just like I said, supernatural, man, you just absorb all this stuff and you just keep getting stronger and stronger. And speaking of stronger, let's try Wisco Paul. Are you here? Wisco Paul. I got no sound again.
I got you again, but...
No, we got you. Don't worry. Jason's a master. He'll get it figured out. They've been struggling with the Facebook feed and everything for a couple weeks. So, but now, if the sound's going over the air, we didn't miss too much. What's happening?
Yeah, okay, Michael. Happy Saturday afternoon. Hey, your intro song, by the way, brings back memories of when I went to school down in Madison. All the cool bars down on State Street, Chesty's, the college club. I mean, and then I remember going out on the Beltline to the Shuffle Inn. I used to meet people out there from Mount Horeb. And by the way, where you live, Stoughton. So Madison was a great town there. It's just as awesome now. But hey, the reason I called in, well, by the way, climate change is real. It's changing
by the hour,
Michael. And, you know, it's just... I can't believe the people that don't believe in that, but whatever. Like, you can't help them much. Yeah, I just want to mention COVID very quickly. Since the first of the year, I've had several people I know come down with it. None of them were vaccinated, by the way, and two of them haven't made it. And the other three, whatever, down and clogging up the medical system. I don't wish anything bad on them, but down at the UW. And they got great care, but it's a terrible thing. And as far as I know, they're all GOPers, you know. But I don't wish any ill fate on people. Just get vaccinated, man. The poor nurses down there, and you know them better than I do, they just do tremendous work down there, Michael. And if you're sick and you go there, those people are just awesome. So get vaccinated. Get your vaccine. Get vaccinated or whatever the heck. And help those people out, man. It's just a sad thing. The last thing I want to say, what Manchin and Sinema done this week with the voter thing, that's just irreprehensible or whatever you call it. You know, the old Canned Heat song that said, let's work together, that's out the window now, Michael.
No, it isn't. It isn't. Those two are working with Republicans, man. They're working together. Good song, though.
Yeah, it just, the whole thing just irritates me. And, you know, I just feel sorry for ill-informed people like your friend CJ, but I know enough of them. No matter what the GOP could, they can do anything and it won't change their mind. I lean Democrat, but for goodness sakes, if they tried to overthrow the government, it'd be the end of it. Anyway, pass this hour on the radio. Didn't mean to ramble on too long here, Michael. Have a great day.
No, thanks. It gives me a chance to give my COPD lungs a little breather. I'm like in the stage where I still have pretty strong lungs, so don't worry about it. I got a little thing that I need breathe if I need a hit here and there, but I usually like the other kind of hit. But COVID is like, hey man, can you really, like Wisco Paul, can you imagine where we would be if we had handled measles and polio and smallpox and all the other things that, you know, killed children, if we decided that it was, you know, nature's choice, right? Okay, I'm going to go to the air. And Lori, how are you? Dinger.
Hi, Mike. Lori Dinger.
Yeah.
Hey, I ran this by you earlier. I don't know. I think on your Facebook wall. But what's with this crap, Hillary thinking about running again? I mean, do they want to make a three-time loser out of her? Where in the holy hell is that coming from?
Well, this is what explains the entire dysfunction within the Democratic Party. You know, because there's nothing I can't stand worse than a Republican than a centrist Democrat that works with Republicans, right? I mean, don't
right?
I expect Republicans with their, you know, inability to, you know, show any kind of ethics or morals or, you know, family values. Look at how far gone they are. They used to hide it. Now it's like, you know, they go out and commit the crime, and then, the, you know, they pretend like it doesn't matter because they're the chosen ones.
Yeah, you know what? I read a book called The Cult of Trump by Stephen Hassan. I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it. And the reason I read it is because I wanted to understand better, because I have close friends and family that are victims of the cult, and I need deprogramming skills or something. Seriously, it's no joke.
No, thanks for participating again and listening. And yeah, that describes CJ for you. I mean, I always really liked the guy. We always had a lot of fun together when we worked together. But I do, you know, the work we did wasn't hard labor, so that should tell you something. You know, when you're moving in an environment, you know, fast paced, doing sales, you know, bringing in some cake pretty fast, and you know, it felt good. But I'd have to say, judging from where both of us are, you know, talking to each other on the radio, that we both made mistakes and didn't use the money that we made from it like we should have, because it was easy money. And that's the problem with the world. It's like, easy money is when you don't work. And they're always the ones that are blaming people that do work. And so if you're like somebody that's a CEO or an investor or you're an administrator for the school system, and you want those schools running, right? So you're going to send kids and teachers into an environment. I mean, I know I couldn't have been the only one that just snapped on that one. Being that I was a kid that went to school and my mom and dad were teachers. And one thing about being in a school and being around teachers, you didn't do dumbass things without consequences, right? And that never, none of this stuff that's going on, none of this behavior would have been encouraged. Republicans don't want kids to know the truth about the history of America. Republicans don't want people to be able to vote if they aren't voting for them. And they'll sacrifice some of you guys to get to the end game, which is all about them and not about you, about using you.
I think that's the saddest part. People don't even realize it. You know, they just play right into it, and they're using you. They're just going to cast you aside as soon as they're done with you.
Well, you know, when we come back, I want to talk about inflation, you know, and I want to talk about how people on Facebook, it's funny, you know, you'll see it where SEIU was successful, and you know, you got these people working in the coffee shops, you know, a union, you know, and then some guy comes on, and there's a picture of a guy, a man, he's a black man, right, you know, probably around my age, maybe a little younger, saying that they failed and all this, and inevitably, I don't think it's even a real guy, because you go up and down, there's no post. I told the guy, you're just trolling, dude, you don't say anything. Unless you're watching Fox TV or you're some kind of troll that's out here trying to, you know, act like you're a black guy that's against Democrats. Well, okay, I know black people against Democrats, same reasons that I'm against Democrats. You know, that they're not doing a damn thing to end poverty and bring racial equality into this country. Centrists are there to block it, man. We'll be back.